eligible for a tax credit. And from now through June 2022, cash donations to community school meal programs, specific student health care supplies, and playground equipment are also eligible for a tax credit. When you make your contribution to one of our schools, you are in control. Because instead of giving your money to the state in taxes, your money stays right here in our community, directly helping our children. Plus, you can specify which program or activity will receive your money. You can contribute to one program in one school or spread it out over several programs or multiple schools in the district. You decide. Or simply leave it to us to allocate your donation to the students who need it most. The Arizona Tax Credit Program is your chance to make an important contribution toward the education of a child you already know or a child you have yet to meet, and pay less tax to the state. To get your credit for this tax year, make your contribution to any one of our district schools right now. Visit the Lake Havasu Unified School District webpage at www.lhusd.org and make your donation online or call 928-505-6900 and make your tax credit donation today.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, August 6th, 2025 meeting of the Lake Havasu City Planning and Zoning Commission. If you'll please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard. Commissioner Joan DeZero.
Here.
Commissioner Paul Lehrer is recused today. Commissioner Tiffany Wilson. Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson. Here. Chair Jim Harris.
Here.
Commissioner Gabrielle Medley, Commissioner Mary Costa, Commissioner J.P. Thornton, Commissioner Philinette.
All right. We do have a few absences, so we've called up all three of our alternates and welcome them to the dais. Mr. Gilbert, correspondence and announcements?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the 22nd of July, City Council approved the Desert Sky Townhomes Project by unanimous vote. So they've already been in to pre-app with us, so that looks like it's going to be moving forward. On the general plan audit has been sent out, and highly encourage to get as many comments as possible on that regarding the different goals, objectives, policies from our current plan that as to which one's worth keeping, which ones need to be amended, that kind of thing. So all the more comments we get, the better. And then finally, on August 13th, the steering committee is holding its next meeting for the general plan. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Minutes of the last meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes of the last meeting by commissioners? Anybody? We are at the table for a motion and or discussion. Mr. Annette, you have a motion? Motion to approve by Mr. Annette. Do we have a second?
Second.
And we have a second by Mr. Thornton. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and vote.
The motion to approve the minutes passes 6-0.
Okay, let me start by saying that this is a public hearing and there is a structured order to the proceeding. The city staff will present each item. There will be time for the commission to ask questions of the staff, and then the applicant will have the opportunity to present their case to the commission. That being done, we will then open the proceeding to the public for their questions and input. I would ask that anyone of the public that wishes to speak limit their trips to the podium and microphone to one only. Keep all comments to less than 3 minutes and to stay on point and not discuss subject matter that is not pertinent to the decision being considered here today. After public testimony is taken, I will then close the public hearing and bring the motion back to the table for city staff's exceptions and conditions of approval, discussion amongst the commission, and eventually a motion to approve or disapprove, and I thank you in advance for your cooperation. The first item on today's agenda is ID 254881. This is a request for a plan development rezone and general development plan for 669 Lake Havasu Avenue North, Tract 115, Block 2, Lots 1 through 4, from General Commercial, C2 District, to General Commercial Planned Development, C2PD District, to allow the outdoor storage use to be located in front of the primary structure and allow the outdoor storage area to exceed the area of the primary structure. Mr. Kearns, your presentation.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. The subject property measures 1.66 acres. The property is currently developed with a 12,500 square foot commercial building located on the corner of Lake Havasu Avenue North and Industrial Boulevard. Arizona State Highway 95 is to the west. The properties to the north and south are zoned general commercial C2 district and are currently developed with commercial uses. The property to the east is zoned light industrial district and developed for industrial type uses. The general plan designates this area as commercial mixed use. The applicant's letter of intent requests to allow outdoor storage materials to be stored in front of the primary structure and allow the outdoor storage area to exceed the area of the primary structure. Staff will be recommending a perimeter screening device and storage materials should be kept at a maximum of 6 feet tall. Besides the requested exceptions, the request complies with required findings of the development code. This item will be heard at the September 9th City Council meeting. I'll be happy to answer any further questions, and the applicant is also here today.
Any questions of staff by commissioners? Anybody at all? Okay, thank you, Mr. Kearns. Is the applicant present? Would you like to make a presentation? Please come forward, state your name for the record, Mr. Lair.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Paul Lair, 2000 McCulloch Boulevard. Mr. Kearns did a great job representing the project, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of the applicant by commissioners? Okay, thanks, Mr. Lair.
All right, thank you.
All right, this is a public hearing. I will now open it up to the public. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to speak on this item, either pro or con? Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion and bring it back to the table for staff's conditions.
Staff's recommended conditions are, one, the development of the property shall substantially match the general development plan. Two, the perimeter barrier shall be a 6 foot tall concrete masonry unit wall. Three, storage materials shall be stored at a maximum height of 6 feet tall. Four, building permits and design review for compliance with city codes are required prior to development of the property. These are the four conditions the Planning Commission would be recommending to City Council.
All right, we are at the table for discussion and or a motion, commissioners. Anybody? Mr. Stevenson.
Mr. Kearns, if you go back to the outline of the site plan, I just make sure I'm understanding where this wall is going that we're talking about. So we're talking about where the parking lot is now north to industrial. There's a landscape barrier, and then just beyond that, the somewhat thick black line is what we're talking about for this wall to be?
Yeah, so the property line is out here by the sidewalk. So from the street, it's the sidewalk, the landscape area, and then the wall will be within the land or behind the landscape area.
And then they'll also still have the storage area to the south, to the bottom of the property.
Correct.
As well?
Yes, that's actually behind the structure, though.
And so it would be 6 feet almost right off of the road.
I'm not sure what the, it's a 10-foot landscape area, so it should be about 10 feet from the sidewalk.
So is there any concern from someone on Industrial heading east, making a right-hand turn onto Lake Havasu Avenue, of being able to see around the corner? Any obstructions, traffic flow? Any?
So the city has a site distance requirement that would need to be met, which is why the site plan has the cutback on the corner, on that one corner. So when they do design review, we'll make sure it meets that city standard.
So that diagonal is the site corridor?
That's why it's cut back. The dimensions aren't on here, so whether it's 1 or 2 feet or so on away, that would be something that we'd nail down during design review.
And I guess just my final question is do we have anywhere else that we've done something similar to this, of putting a 6-foot wall on the front side of a building perimeter?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but the 6-foot screening device is very common in town. That's what we require for all storage areas, to be screened from view. Yeah, but it's so, because this is already
front like this, though.
What's that?
It's typically not in the front like this, though.
Well, we typically don't allow storage in the front of the building. That's why they're here today. So the wall being in the front, because since they're requiring storage in the front, or requesting storage in the front, is why we require the wall in the front.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Thornton.
In the back, is the back area going to be walled too, or is that even required? I mean, if you're going down Lake Havasu Ave.
Currently an existing chain link fence that would be remaining according to their site plan.
So that'll just be all still visible the way it is then?
It would remain the way it is, yeah.
Any additional questions?
Yeah, Paul, the
applicant. Mr. Lear, please come back to the podium.
Right, just to clarify, the existing chain link fence in the rear storage area, that's on the general development plan, it shows it being slatted. So it will have some screening. And the rest of the site facing Lake Havasu Avenue and Industrial would have the 6-foot high masonry screen wall.
All right, thank you.
And one example of, if I may, modern edge stone. We had a freestanding site-specific outdoor storage area there for their material. So that might be the precedent that exists for having a 6-foot high screened
there are
outdoor
other
storage
in town.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Can't think of them offhand, but that's a good example. Any other questions? All right, we are at the table for discussion and or a motion. Ms. Zero?
I'll make a motion. I move to recommend approval of land use action number 25-4881 to the City Council for a plan development rezone and general development plan of 669 Lake Havasu Avenue North, Track 115, Block 2, Lots 1 through 4, from General Commercial District to General Commercial / Plan Development District, to allow the outdoor storage use to be located in front of the primary structure and allow the outdoor storage area to exceed the area of the primary structure with the staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion by Ms. Zero. Do we have a second? Go ahead. Mr. Annette, do you have a second?
I second the motion.
All right, we have a motion by Ms. Zero and a second by Mr. Annette to approve item number 25-4881 as stated. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, let's call for the question.
The motion to recommend approval passes 6-0.
All right, congratulations and good luck. All right, call to the public. We have no further items on the agenda, so This is the time for call to the public, so anybody in the audience that wishes to address the commission may do so on any subject whatsoever. Is there anybody that wishes to address the commission? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close the call to the public. Future meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next meeting on August 20th is canceled. So I hope everybody has a little good vacation here in August when it's hottest. The next meeting will be with an item will be on September 3rd, and there is a PD application scheduled for that meeting. And to make the commission aware, on the 17th of September meeting, staff will be presenting a general plan update. And that's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. I will not be here at the August 3rd meeting. Okay?
September 3rd.
Excuse me, September 3rd meeting. I wasn't here at the August 3rd either. All right. That concludes our business today. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.